Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Janet texted us a question the other day. We called her back so we could get her an answer. Janet, are you there? Good morning.
Hey, John. Good morning. How are you today?
Really good. I could read your text to us. Maybe that would just succinctly summarize why you're on the line right now. You said, "Hi, John. I hope you can help. How do laid-off Illinoisans from COVID-19 access the CARES Act, $600 a week in unemployment benefits? My employer is closed. I was laid off. I filed for unemployment benefits, but no one can answer the $600 question." So is that where you are right now, huh?
Yeah. I've done some research, and, you know, starting with the CARES Act, and it takes you through the Department of Labor, and then they send letters to the state unemployment agencies and such, and then there's some course of application that the states need to take, but nowhere is there any information on how individuals can access these funds. And I'm not sure that in all of the conversation about the CARES Act and the additional unemployment benefit, if they've talked about the fact that there's a cap on it. It ends in July. So it's only for a short period of time.
I don't know the answers to all of those, but I'm pretty sure that if you get unemployment compensation, that the $600 is going to be added to that same check. Ruth Major was on the phone line with us the other day. She's an attorney that works with small businesses in employment law. And in fact, we asked Ruth to join us in this conversation. Hey, Ruth, are you there, Ruth? Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Help us out, Ruth.
Well, there's a good reason why it's unclear, and that's because the information sort of rolling out over the last week, and a guidance recently came out by the federal government saying that the money will be provided to the states once the states sign an agreement. They have to sign an agreement with the federal government concerning how the funding will be used, and they have to follow certain guidelines and how they provide it. So once the state signs the agreement, the funding should come in, and my understanding is that the funding should start coming, assuming the agreement's been signed, to the state agencies this week.
This week. You know, it's funny because we have different pools of money we're talking about. One is the stimulus checks everybody's going to get for $1,200. Many people are going to get. We're not talking about that here. This is unemployment insurance benefits, correct?
Exactly. So this is the $600 that you're asking about right now.
And that's in addition to the amount that you would normally get, correct?
That's correct.
And there is a limit. You spoke to us last time about how you can't exceed your previous year's income. Is there also a time limit on this?
Well, yeah, there is actually. So the payments can only be made, they cannot be made any later than July 31st. And if there's a pay period or a payment of unemployment like that last week leading up to July 31st, then that would be the last payment. So if there's a partial period that kind of straddles July 31st, then there would be no additional payments for those days. So it's going to be July 31st or whatever the last date is that unemployment is paid by the state. And the federal government has said that the states can decide, the states will pay it, and they can decide whether or not they're going to pay it together with the normal unemployment payments, or they want to issue a separate payment for that. So
I'm
that's unclear
that,
right now.
Because I was unclear on that. I assumed that it was going to be one check. Do I have to apply for both of those separately, or in fact, if I apply for Illinois unemployment insurance benefits, that one way or another, I've automatically petitioned for that $600, right?
That's correct. You don't have to if you've already applied and you're already receiving it, or you've at least applied and you're waiting.
Yeah.
Once you start receiving the benefits and that money comes in, then the state should be notifying the recipients of the unemployment compensation that they're going to be receiving the additional $600, and they should tell them also the dates that they'll be receiving it.
And
so
one
that
last
information should be provided.
Janet, I want you to jump in here, but just one last thing I want to be clear on. So that runs for 90 days, say, until the end of June. July would be about 3 months away, and that's mm-hmm. once those checks kick in. But a lot of people are having trouble even lining up for unemployment benefits online or on the phone. Janet, what's your experience been along those lines?
Well, I had heard the conversations about online applications being kicked out and having to start all over. So I chose to call on the phone. I waited. I was on hold for an hour, a little over an hour. And once I got through, they were wonderful. They were absolutely wonderful.
I'm really glad to hear that. You know, an hour sounds like a long time, but I mean, how did they know this truck was coming? So I think that's reasonable, A, that you got even on hold and that somebody picked up. So you believe that you've signed up for unemployment benefits then, right?
I believe I have. I've got all of the information about the date, with whom I spoke, and all of the other things. But I've tried to go back in online just to kind of double check things, and I am not able to get in online.
So, all right. I understand. Your question, though, was about the CARES Act and the $600 a week.
Correct.
Sounds like we've answered that, or are you still unclear about that?
No, it sounds like you've answered it, and that's great information. You know, there is a specific, when you're on hold, the automated message from the state says, don't ask anything about the CARES Act, because basically the people that are working so hard are here to get you registered. So don't ask anything about the CARES Act, because that information is just coming out.
And that's the $600 that we're talking about. And,
Correct. And
Ruth, you're reminding us that until the state, boy, that's weird. When the state has a signed agreement with the federal government, how, when, and where does that happen? And how, when, and where do I know that that has happened and that the checks are going to be coming? But Ruth, you're thinking 3 weeks? Is that the amount of time I heard you say?
Well, so one thing is that it would be retroactive. So, for example, if the funding doesn't come in for another week, but they've signed the agreement, it will be retroactive to when the agreement is signed. So it's not going to just start whenever the money comes in. So they're saying that the funding should come into the states this week is what I read. So, I can't be positive on that, but that's what they're indicating. And another thing I wanted to mention, based on our call last week, is more information has come out. The Illinois Department of Employment Security is actually asking some of the people who will be covered under the CARES Act, and we talked about them. It's self-employed individuals and independent contractors. They have now specifically asked them not to apply yet because they don't have anything in place, I guess, at this point for them. So the other people we had spoken about, the people who are employees and are at home because they either have been diagnosed with coronavirus or their family or their kids are home from school.
Right.
All those people, they can apply now, but the independent contractors and the self-employed people, the Illinois Department of Employment Security did come out last week and say, please do not apply yet.
Any idea when we should tell those people to get online?
I don't know, and I'm not sure what the issue is, if it's because they just aren't set up to be taking those kinds of employees yet, or if they're just waiting for the money. I'm not sure. But, I can certainly notify you if anything changes on that, if I learn anything on that. But at this point, I know they are asking them not to apply.
Yeah.
So that might be why some people are having difficulty.
I really appreciate your listening and your calling and texting in that message. Janet, thanks for the call. I think
Thank
a lot of people are going
so
through
much.
What you're going through, and good luck to you, okay?
Thanks so much. We'll be good.
Yeah, take care now. You betcha. And by the way,
bye-bye.
Ruth, I think Ruth is still on the line, right, Ashley?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've just got about 30 seconds here, but your business, you've been helping us out with these employment law issues for our listeners. You actually work with small businesses, right?
I do. I work with small businesses as well and individuals, small to medium-sized businesses and individuals.
So if you need an attorney, hello, small businesses, who's a specialist in labor law for you and your employees and benefits, and you kind of do now, maybe Ruth Major would be the person to reach out to. What's your website, Ruth? How can people find you?
So the website is major-law.com, and the telephone number is 312-893-7544.
Nice to talk to you again. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
That's Ruth Major.